Then we move to Anne-Isabelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anne-Isabelle. And you will give a host state address for France, I guess. Do you have some slides to share?
No, it's going to be only an oral presentation. Thank you.
Very good. Then please go ahead.
Dear colleagues, it is an honor and a pleasure to address you a few words this morning at the beginning of this workshop. Thank you very much for the kind invitation. We have now been evolving for several long months and painful months in a particularly difficult context, full of uncertainties and anxieties. In these turbulent times, it is vital, salutary, to keep a course, a goal, a common scientific ambition. The conclusions of the update of the European strategy in particle physics contribute greatly to the definition of this goal. This week of presentations and discussions, too. France has this privilege shared with Switzerland to be a host state of CERN. She is deeply attached to this exceptional research center. This is true of scientists, of course, but also of economical actors and all political actors, regardless of their political orientation, locally as well as nationally. Today, I would like to focus on what the FCC project represents in all its phases for France. The French scientific community has expressed its strong support for the project through the institutional contributions submitted during the European strategy. These contributions reflect an important and growing interest from physicists from all our laboratories, whether they are theorists or experimentalists. This community is organized, meets frequently, and has welcomed with great enthusiasm the conclusions of the strategy, as well as the formal approval by the CERN Council in June 2020 of the corresponding recommendations. In addition to this scientific motivation, our laboratories are also actively involved in the various detector designs for the FCC project. The European strategy also underlines the importance of strengthening R&D efforts in the field of accelerators, and in particular high-field magnets. French laboratories have been deeply involved for many years on the different items related to the accelerator R&D. A crucial issue for the FCC project, the development of high-field magnets, will require the mobilization of all European actors to overcome the technological locks that are ahead of us. The various industrial players in this field, they are not so numerous, will also have to be involved and mobilized upstream. France has several of them, and we ensure that their expertise is maintained in this area. You can therefore count on the mobilization of France to continue to be fully involved in an increased effort coordinated at European level on R&D for the next generation of colliders. As the host state of CERN, the FCC project naturally represents a particular challenge for France. This challenge is addressed at all levels in close connection with our Swiss friends. At the local level, the departmental and regional entities, namely the prefecture, the region Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes, are already fully involved in the follow-up of this project and are closely monitoring its progress. They are solicited to instruct key regulatory points for the construction of such a project. The technical feasibility study also requires the mobilization of experts in many aspects who know precisely, for example, the local geology. The territorial impact of the FCC project also requires a detailed study of its environmental and socioeconomic impact. This impact assessment is essential both at the institutional level and among the local population. Communication actions designed to take into account the increased sensitivities, particularly in terms of the environment, must be carried out in a timely manner. The FCC project is also monitored at the highest level through several interministerial meetings. For all these actions, coordination between our two host states is crucial. The first exchanges have taken place between the ministers of the two countries, and local entities are working together on both sides of the border, sharing the regulations specific to each state. France is therefore fully committed to contribute to the technical feasibility study of the FCC project. We live in complex times, both from the point of view of the health crisis and the geopolitical context, leading to withdrawal. More than ever, the ability of our scientific community to design, build, and exploit major research instruments by uniting countries around the world is a strength that will help us, for sure. With that, I would like to thank you very much, and I wish you a very fruitful week. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Anne-Isabelle, for your nice words. Are there any questions or comments from the participants? Please raise your hand. That does not seem to be the case. So thank you very much again, Anne-Isabelle. Also a round of a warm applause for you and your address.